Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, February 3rd of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, and I'm so grateful to be with you tonight, wherever you are, however you've made the determination to tune in to this wonderful broadcast. We're just so grateful that you would tune in. And I know for sure that you will be blessed tonight as we enter into the Word and get into all the Lord has in store for us tonight. Now, of course, I will say the Super Bowl is Sunday night, and I am going to make my Super Bowl prediction tonight with the help of the coin flip. Though I know who I would like to win the Super Bowl now, and it was hard for me because, as I said before, I really enjoy Tom Brady, but at the same time, the Chiefs have a player on it. The Chiefs team has a player on it that was at Midland High right after I graduated. I think he might have even been there my senior year. I know he graduated in 2012 from there. He's an offensive guard. But I'll have more discussion on that at the proper time. But for now, when it comes to that at least, zip, trying to make this the sound of something being zipped closed. No, I'm not going to be silent. I'm just not going to talk about the game right now. All right. So, few reminders that I wanted to give to you. First off is that Monday night I will not be going live. I will be traveling back from Kentucky, where I am going to see my brother for his birthday. Even though his birthday came and went a couple days ago, we are going to see him this weekend. As like I said, he lives down in down a little bit south of Louisville. And so it'll be nice to get to see him, even though the cold weather from up here is going to chase us the way down there. Thank you. You're as happy about it as I am. The weather, that is. But when I get back here, it'll be even colder. Yep. It's winter for you. And sometimes winter just likes to throw some extra stuff at it when we're getting tired. I don't know why that is. because one would think that winter would behave like kind of how summer does around these parts, where we'll generally get the warmest generally around July. Generally speaking. As far as the greatest amount of warm days and et cetera, et cetera. But obviously in the summer it doesn't always work that way. Around here that's even more true with winter. And of course in the south with the summer, sometimes the hottest time can come in August. Sometimes the hottest time can come in September. Other times the hottest time can come in July. It all depends. Yep, it all depends. So, but anyhow, because I'll be traveling back north, that's why there will not be a show on Monday night. There will be, however, a show on Tuesday night. And then I promise you I will discuss the happenings of the Super Bowl and what transpired there. As, of course, the Super Bowl is probably my favorite sporting event of the year to watch. I don't mean probably. It is. As far as when it comes to annual sporting events that generally happen every year, yes, it is the number one in my mind for me personally to watch. Figured I'd I also wanted to bring this to your attention. The Miracle Man show now has a PayPal. Praise God, so you can now sow seed into the Miracle Man show. We are very grateful for that. I'm grateful. Every time you sow seed, I'm grateful for it. And it means a lot. You can go online to paypal.com, and then in the search bar, you'll want to type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that name is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, for the first name, space, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Once again, that name is Rivers Shukla. Type that in and send your gift. And I'll be praying over every gift, every seed I get, as it means a lot. And obviously, you should ask God in your heart what you should give. Should be between you and God, because God looks on the heart. I'll explain to you in biblical proof, in biblical terms, what that means. So, in multiple passages of the New Testament, Jesus goes into the temple, and offerings are being taken in the temple. So in other words, they're in what we would now call church. So in the temple, in the church, in the sanctuary, they're having church service, and offerings are being taken. People are giving huge amounts of money, shekels of silver, big time, meaning worth a whole lot of dollars. So they're giving these huge amounts of money, huge amounts of money. But then there's this lady who comes and gives very little. She gives like a penny. And then Jesus used it as a teaching moment to share with his disciples. And he talks about how many of those people sowed out of what they had. They had a whole lot. And they sowed a chunk. And they're thinking, yeah, I have a good heart. I have a lot. I can sow a lot. But Jesus says, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. What he's not saying there is he's not saying he wants you poor. He doesn't want you poor. But she just emptied out everything. Emptied her accounts. Emptied everything. And gave it all. Where these other people gave these humongous offerings, but they were just a chunk of what they had. I'm not telling you to give me all your money. No, 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 no. No. That'll be between you and God. And when you sow seed at your local church, which, by the way, you should be in a local church if you're not, it's very important that you find yourself in a good, fire-baptized local church where they preach the truth. They don't water down the message. And they give you the unadulterated gospel. Not some watered down, wannabe, imaginary gospel. I don't want to hear about an imaginary gospel. Because I believe in the true God, who is able and willing to deliver. Amen. But as I said, you can go to paypal.com. In the search box, you type in River Shukla, and you can sow your seed. And as I said, pray for your seed, and I'll use it for the kingdom. About the Miracle Man book, Rivers of Miracles, you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. That's RIVERS of miracles.com to find out information about the book. It's a great book. It's a great read. It'll greatly encourage you and can strengthen you in your walk with God. Amen. If you live here in the Midland area, you can go to the Grace A. Dow Library over there on St. Andrews and Eastman, and you may check out the book at the library. Just make sure you bring it back. Check the book back in at the library when the time comes. Amen. Because obviously, you know, I don't want to hear about you. You checked out the book at the library, but he kept it for a long, long, long time. Hey, I heard of someone who returned like a 50-year-old library book to the library once. Not here in town, but somewhere else. It was 50 years overdue. 50 years. Imagine the fines that would have been accrued. They were glad to get it back. They did not make them pay the fee. Isn't that crazy, though, Becky? 50 years overdue. How does someone just keep forgetting to take it back? Put it on their own bookshelf, thought it was their own. No, you get a library book, you should keep it in its own place. So that you know that at some point, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, that you got to take the thing back to the library. That you checked it out from. And preferably from the same branch. If you live in one of those cities where they have like many different library locations, but really, a 50-year-old, I mean, a 50-year overdue library book. And we used to get in trouble if we had movies that were returned to the video rental store, a day or two late. By the way, we can basically say RIP, rest in peace to the video rental stores around here, as Family Video is going to close all of its locations in a month. And so, in a city where we once had four places to rent video games from, wait, five. I think we might have had five at one point. We're about to not have a single one left. Moment of silence for where all of you, many of you used to rent your video games from, your movies from. Sorry, Charlie, not anymore. And you can thank Netflix for that. And I don't know where you're supposed to rent your video games from now. Do you know, Becky? Where do you want video games from now that you can't rent them from the movie store? I know, I had a certain video game that I used to like to rent a lot. So who knows how you rent them now? I guess now you just have to buy them all. But it's cool, though. You could just rent them and play them for, like, 2 days. And what basically it basically took away in industry. It got Netflixed. And Hulu'd. And Disney'd. And all these other streaming services. They all took them out. And it's crazy, you know, because Family Video across the street from Midland High in Midland, they used to come out, they would come out into the parking lot to check and make sure there was nobody parking there to go to the game when not many people even went to the video store no more. Well, Midland High fans, you basically now have an empty parking lot all to yourself. They can now use it to tailgate. Before the game. I think the fans should now be able to use that parking lot to tailgate before the whole Midland High games. And so anyhow. Also, listeners, I want to remind you that program has been brought to you by your local Dairy Queen, where you can swing through your local Dairy Queen to pick up a Blizzard. Choose what size you want, what flavor you want, and just have at it. And you can enjoy from one of the local, from one of the various different Blizzard flavors, even in the winter. It always still always tastes good, for sure. Always tasted so good. Oh, yes. So, I'm ready to, we're going to sing a couple of songs, and then we are going to go into the Word of the Lord for this evening. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. You are good. So good, so good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. You are good. You are good all the time, all the time. You are good, you are good all the time, all the time. You are good, you are good all the time, all the time. You are good. You are good. All the time. All the time. You are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. For who you are. Who you are. You are good. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise. Memories on earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name. Let the nations sing it louder, because nothing has the power to save but your name. Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to live for you and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name. Let the nations sing it louder, because nothing has the power to say but your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name. Let the nations sing it louder, because nothing has the power to say. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name. Let the nations sing it louder, because nothing has the power to say but your name. Oh, your name, Lord.
I look to the hills. Where does my help come from? Surrender my all. Jesus, draw near to me. You are my Savior. You are the Lord Almighty. None can name me by your name. Lord, your name has the power to save. Power to save you as the Lord Almighty. None can stand against your love. Lord, your love, you have given it all. Given it all. I look to the cross, where I find all I need. For you, you alone, Jesus, you're all I need. You are my Savior. You are the Lord Almighty. None can stand against your name. Lord, your name has the power to save. Power to save you as the Lord Almighty. There is nothing like your love. Lord, your love, you have given it all. Giving it all, you are the Lord Almighty. There is none can stand against your name. Lord, your name has the power to save. Power to save you are the Lord Almighty. There is nothing like your love. Lord, your love, you have given it all. Given it all. Giving it all. You are the Lord Almighty. You are the God that saves. You are the light that shines in us. You are the Lord Almighty. You are the one that saves. You are the light that shines in us. You are the Lord Almighty. You are the one that saves. You are the light that shines. You are the Lord Almighty. None is can stand against your name. Lord, your name has the power to save. Power to save you as the Lord Almighty. There is nothing like your love. Lord, your love, you have given it all. Given it all. You are the Lord Almighty. There none can stand against your name. Lord, your name has the power to save. Power to save you are the Lord Almighty. There is nothing like your love. Lord, your love, you have given it all, given it all. You've given it all, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. We come before you tonight. We magnify you tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the great I am. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You're the first and the last. You are the Lord Almighty. And we just thank you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for every listener tonight who is listening to this program. I pray, Lord God, that if they're not right with you, may they give their life to you right now. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you would make yourself known to every one of these people. And now, Lord, I pray
that you would just minister to every one of these listeners who has made the determination to tune in to this broadcast to learn about you. And I pray that you would meet every need that is represented here tonight on this great Miracle Man radio show. And that every need would be met, every body would be healed, every life that's not what it should be would be turned around, that you are the healer. You are the deliverer. You are Lord God. And you will. I just know, Lord God, that you're going to move on the behalf of these wonderful people in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Amen. And I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners would come into this program. I pray that increases in listenership would come into this program. I pray, Lord God, that in the name of Jesus, that finances would come in. Most of all, Lord Jesus, I pray huge amounts of souls would come into the kingdom of God as a result of this great Miracle Man program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. This Bible is more than a religious book to me, more than a storybook to me, and it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Wave that Bible, make the devil mad. Yes. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Psalm 73. Psalm 73. Praise God. Thank God for the Word of God. What would we do without the Word of God? I don't know what we would do without the Word of God. It'd be a lot harder to make it without it. I know that for sure. And I want to encourage you now for the next while. Whatever I do, you do. I sing again for whatever reason. You sing. I pray, you pray. I clap, you clap. Whatever. Whatever I do here at my house where I am, you do with us. Amen. I'm in Psalm 73. We're going to begin with verse 1. And it starts like this. Surely God is good to Israel. To those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold. For I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to man. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. Ooh, I spent a few minutes on this. pride thing last night. And, oh, what do I see in Psalm 73? Oh, it's talking about pride. I'm going to keep reading. We're going to start with verse 6 again. Everyone else. Therefore, pride is their necklace, and they clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. The evil conceits with their minds that knows no limits. They scoff and they speak. Turn in the page. They scoff and they speak with. They scoff and they speak with malice. In their arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them, and they drink up waters in abundance. They say, how can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge? This is what the wicked are like. Always carefree, they increase in wealth. Surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. In vain I have washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been plagued. I have been punished every morning. If I had said, I will speak things, I would have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me, to men, till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny. Surely you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors, as a dream when one awakens. So when you arise, O Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. When my heart was grieved, and my spirit was embittered. I was senseless, and I was ignorant. I was a brute beast before you, yet I am always with you. And you hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near to God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all of your deeds. 74. Why have you rejected us forever, O God? Why does your anger smolder against the sheep of your pasture? Remember the people that you purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance, whom you redeemed, Mount Zion, where you dwelt. Turn your steps toward their everlasting ruins. All this destruction the enemy has brought on the sanctuary. Your foes roared in the place where you met with us. They set up their standards as signs. They behaved like men wielding axes to cut through a thicket of trees. They smashed all the carved paneling of their ashes and hatchets. They burned your sanctuary to the ground, and they defiled the dwelling place of your name. And they said in their hearts, "We will crush them completely." They burned every place where God was worshipped in the land. We are given no miraculous signs. No prophets are left. And none of us knows how long this will be. How long will the enemy mock you, O God? Will the foe revile your name forever? Why do you hold back your hand, your right hand? Take it from the folds of your garment and destroy them. But you, O God, are my King from of old, and you bring salvation upon the earth. It was you who split open the sea by your power. You broke the heads of the monster in the waters. It was you who crushed the heads of Leviathan and gave them the food to the creatures of the desert. It was you who opened up springs and streams and dried up the ever-flowing rivers. The day is yours, and yours also the night. You established the sun and moon. It was you who saw all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. We have to remember this. God made winter. Sometimes I'm like, are you sure? Why do we have to suffer for so many months of winter up here, Lord? Oh, just kidding. God made winter, it says. God made summer and winter. Try to enjoy it. Just try to enjoy winter. Try. Okay, verse 18. Remember how the enemy has mocked you, O Lord? How foolish people have reviled your name? Do not hand over the life of your dove to wild beasts. Do not forget the lives of your afflicted people forever. His reward for your covenant, because haunts of violence fill the dark places of the land. Do not let the oppressed repeat in disgrace. May the poor and needy praise your name. Rise up, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how fools mock you all day long. Do not ignore the flamer of your adversaries, the uproar of your enemies, which rises continuously. Psalm 75. Psalm of Asaph, the song. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for you. Your name is near. Men tell of your wonderful deeds. You say, I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge uprightly. When the earth and all of its people quake, it is I who hold its pillars firm. Selah. To the arrogant I say, boast no more, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horns. Do not lift your horns against heaven. Do not speak with outstretched neck. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt a man. But it is God who judges. He brings one down. He exalts another. In the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. And he pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to its very dregs. As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob. I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up. 76. A Psalm of Asaph, a song. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. His tent is in Salem. His dwelling place is in Zion. There he broke the flaming arrows, the shields of the swords, the weapons of war. You are resplendent with light, more majestic than mountains game. Valiant men lie plundered. They sleep their last sleep. Not one of the warriors can lift his hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both horse and chariot lie still. You alone are to be feared. Who can stand before you when you are angry? From heaven, you pronounced judgment, and the land feared you. It was quiet. When you, O God, rose up to judge, to save all the afflicted of the land, Selah. Surely, your wrath against me brings you praise, and the survivors of your wrath are restrained. Make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let all the neighboring lands bring gifts to the one to be feared. He breaks the spirit of rulers by the kings of the earth. 77 will be the last one, and then we are going to discuss this. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord at night. I stretched out untiring hands, and my soul refused to be comforted. I remembered you, O God, and I groaned. I mused, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart mused, and my spirit inquired. Verse 7. Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all? And has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld compassion? Verse 10. Then I thought to this, I will appeal. The years of the right hand, the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all of your times. And I will consider all of your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is so great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you, and they raved. The very desert were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The skies resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters. Though your footprints were not seen, you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. I like that one. I like that part about the thunder, too, I have to say. I really do. You may say, yeah, I know some of you might have been thinking, he must really like the thunder, the way he said it like that. I do. Becky, don't you like big thunderstorms? What? Oh, well, it is what it is. What? Just the thunder, no lightning, just the monstrous thunders. Yes. Cause I love the monstrous thunders when it thunders. crazy. In fact, listeners, sometimes when it's thundering, I get pretty excited. If they're the big thunders, I do. I have to admit. But let's go to 73. We're going to look at these. At least you learn something new about me. You learn something new every day. Today you learned that I love thunder, listeners. All right. In all seriousness, let's look at Psalm 73. So I can give you these notes for the various different psalms. Point one. It comes from verse one where it says, God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. So, point one, you can write, God is pure, good to those whose heart is pure. It's very important to God that you have a pure motive. It really is important. Not good to have impure motives before God. That's what the wicked do. And of course, then he's talking about how his heart almost slipped. He almost lost his footing. He envied those who were arrogant when he saw the prosperity of the wicked. And how many of you listeners know the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous? Amen. 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 It talks about they have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy, strong, free from the burdens. But then he admits that he served God, that he basically did it in vain. And then they act like God doesn't know. He knows, he sees, he hears. To their final destiny. Surely you place them on slippery ground and you bring them from ruin. How suddenly you destroyed completely my spirit. And I was senseless. Nor by of heaven but you. The earth has nothing I desire besides you. Point two, God is our portion, even when our strength fails. Got that? And that note comes to us from Psalm 73, verse 26. 73:26. You know, my flesh and heart may fail, but God is my portion and my strength forever. Let's go to 74. I'm just looking through. Just talking about the wicked and some things that they did. Verse from our King of old to bring salvation upon the earth. And you split open the sea, talks about how he broke the heads of the lions, and talks about the wonders of God. The lives of your covenant, because their own people, they fell to dark places, and defend your cause. Remember how fools mock you all day long, and it says, do not ignore the favor of your adversaries. Let's go to Psalm 75. It is I who hold its pillars firm. Point one, you can say, God has something to say to everyone. And even to the arrogant example, God says, don't boast anymore. Don't boast in yourselves anymore. Stop it. But to those who are righteous, he says, stay righteous. I want to advance you. I'll sing praise to the God of Jacob. I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up. Like, what you see here, God wants to advance us. Amen. God wants to advance us. Lift us up. He doesn't want to tear us down. He wants to lift us up. Yeah. 76. We place in Zion. There he broke falling arrows. More majestic than mountains with game, or the lion plundered. Asleep, Jacob, both horse and chariot lie still. And it talks about how God alone is able to be feared. From heaven, you pronounce judgment. Point one, you can write down, our God is a God who judges righteously. Righteously. He doesn't judge based on what people think he should say. Righteous. Your God rise up to save all the afflicted of the land. Surely your wrath against me. Raise your praise, and the survivors of your wrath are restrained. Make vows to the Lord your God. Fulfill them. Let all the neighboring lands bring gifts to the one to be feared. And it says, he breaks the spirit of rulers. He breaks the spirit of rulers. I love that. And he is feared by the kings of the earth. Oh, I pray that. Oh, I wish we'd have that. Now, I pray to God that we would get that. Our leaders would get that. That we'd have more God-fearing leaders in our government in this country. You see, that's what we need to pray over our leaders, that God would wake them up. that's your, you know, your president, your president, you know, your governor or governess, you know, your mayor, your county commissioner, your sheriff. Amen. 77. And at first, the psalmist is talking about how he feels like maybe God's love's failing. Maybe God's not listening to me. Maybe, you know, God has just forgot about me. Maybe he's kind of doubting. He's doubting. But then in verse 11, in verse 10, it says, to this I will appeal. And it says, the years of the right hand of the Most High. In verse 11, it changes, and it says, I remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. And then he starts to remember the mighty deeds that the Lord did. Point one, write this down. Our God is the God who performs miracles. Woo! Yeah! I love that. You display your power among the people, your mighty arm. You redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. 16, the waters saw you, oh God, the waters saw you. The very depths were convulsed. Clouds poured down water, the thunder. Your lightning fell off the world, the earth trembled. It says, your path led through the sea. Your way through the mighty waters, though his footprints were not seen. And he testifies of the great miracles of God. And then he remembers how great God was. And he realizes, you know, God doesn't fail me. So you can write for number two of 70, for 77. God never fails us. Never. Amen. God never fails us. And so, how many of you have been in a place like the Psalm 77? Psalmist. I'm sure many of us have at some point. Maybe you've been like me and you've been believing for something for many, many, many years. And you believe in God for, and you believe in that God will do something, a certain thing in your life. Like maybe there's an infirmity that you're fighting and you're believing for him to heal you from it. And it can be easy after a time to be thinking, Lord, have you forgot? Is your supposedly ever failing love now failing? And rather than just quit on God, this psalmist decided that he was going to appeal. And then he remembered. He thought about the deeds of God. And you want to know what he realized? God's love is still never failing. He still redeems. He still does miracles. Even now. Still. And we just got to continue to believe and have faith. And there may be times when we feel discouraged when we're believing God for something. Or even just in life, we may be like, you know, it's been rough. And I don't know if you're going to come through or not. You know, we're supposed to have faith and not doubt. And this is part of why you should always be in the house of God when the doors are open. Because when you hear, faith comes by hearing. And by hearing the word of God. Amen. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And it's very important that you have faith in order to live in God. To have faith for whatever that thing is that you believe in God for. Now, when you give your life to Jesus, you're given a certain measure of faith. But then that gets used up. That measure of faith is like a starter pack. Eventually, that starter pack of a supplement or whatever, the starter pack gets used up. So, you decide that you really enjoy the product, you have to buy more. Now, you're given that certain amount of faith, but then when you give your life to Jesus, but then that faith runs out. You have to keep building it up. That's why going to the house, to church is so important. And even when you're listening to me, because I'm reading you, teaching you the word of God, faith is being inserted into you spirit, man. I have to say that, into your spirit, man. Because faith isn't a substance that's in the cereal aisle at Meijer. And you can taste it and say, faith. No. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We walk by faith, not by sight. I don't live by what I feel. Well, I feel like, no. I live by faith. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come before you tonight. Thank you for this wonderful word of God. I pray, Lord God, that you would be there with us. You would minister to us. Thank you that we would put this word to practice, that we would always trust in you no matter what. And may we always remember the great miracles that you've done. And may we remember that your love never fails us, ever. And I just give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. All right, listeners. All right. It is time for one of the big moments in radio, time for the Super Bowl, Miracle Man Super Bowl coin toss. Becky, do you see this penny on the floor? Might have fallen underneath the table. Time for the coin flip Super Bowl edition. When I started this, you found it?
No, I said, where is it?
It's like under the chair, I think. Oh. What? Good. Good, you do. Just hand it to me. I'm gonna put it on the table, and I'm gonna flip it, and we'll see what it is. Yep, I just got it right here. Don't say what side it is. Don't say what side it's on. But anyhow, listeners, I told you last night how this works, and about I bet for a certain team. If I lose, I owe someone a Coke and a donut. If I win, they owe me a Coke and a donut. And so, Chiefs, Bucks, Sunday night, Super Bowl 55. That means the Super Bowl is now a senior in the restaurant industry. The Super Bowl could now go into certain restaurants and get discounts or get senior-sized items. All right. Who's going to win it? Chiefs is heads, and the Bucks. Yeah, the Bucks are tails. Let's see where it goes. Let's see where it goes. Let's see where it goes. Oh, nope. Coin flip. Heads or tails?
It's tails.
And like I said, I had to do the coin flip. I know who I wanted, and I think the Bucks have a good chance to win it. They have Tom Brady, who is a veteran at Super Bowls. He's only lost three of them. And so give me feeling like $1 million, 27, hail to the Chiefs, 24. And even though the Chiefs won last year, they won't win this year. It'll be by 3 points. The Bucks will find a way to beat them. Now, Brady just has to remember to cut down on the interceptions. And their defense needs to be able to stop the run of the Chiefs, stop the passing of their great quarterback, and they should be able to win. Psalm 91 to you. I say that no plague shall come nigh us. We're going to live safe and sound and be in great peace and great joy and prosperity. Until Tuesday, God first, God always. So long, everybody. Remember, no show Monday night. God first, God always. So long, everybody.